Pressure is mounting to release the body cam video of a deadly police shooting in Winooski, Vermont, a week and a half ago. On Friday, September 16th, 29-year-old Winooski resident Jesse Bashaw was shot 7 times by Franklin County Deputy Sheriff Nicholas Palmier. Vermont State Police say Bashaw ignored commands to stop and had advanced on the deputy with his hand behind his back. Although Bashaw was wanted on charges of felony burglary and unlawful mischief, he was unarmed at the time of his death. Bashaw's family, community members, the American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont, and other groups want the body cam footage of the incident released. On Friday evening, about 3 dozen people gathered at the Winooski Roundabout for a peaceful gathering to call for release of the tapes and protest police violence. Bashaw's family had reached out to the Peace and Justice Center to coordinate the rally. Executive Director Rachel Siegel says the family doesn't want to be in the public spotlight, but has numerous unanswered questions.
People are upset, and with this case specifically, they really want to see the video footage released as soon as possible. They have a lot of questions right now about the relationship between the officer and Jesse. That officer arrested Jesse 2 years ago. He lives on the same street that Jesse lived on. And it's likely, according to his coworkers, that he had been off duty for 2 hours before this happened. So there's history that needs to be accounted for in this story. Shooting somebody dead is dreadful, and it adds another layer to it when there's history like this.
Chris Sortif, holding a sign stating "Justice for Jesse," feels the deputy needs to be held accountable, and the only way to assure justice is to release the tapes.
They put him on paid leave. Why? Why would they put someone on paid leave for murdering someone in cold blood, almost unleashing a whole entire clip on an unarmed man? Unarmed. That's ridiculous. Jesse was a good dude, a good father, a good friend. He held his head up high and he was dealt a very bad hand, and he did the best with every situation he had.
Despite the pressure to release the video, Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan, who is the Democratic candidate for Vermont Attorney General, told WAMC Tuesday he will not compromise the police investigation.
We need the Vermont State Police to finish their investigation. We have to protect the integrity of the investigation. Once that's complete, if we can release the tape, we will. I expect to release the tape no later than next week. But we got to make sure that the Vermont State Police have ample time to finish and conduct a thorough investigation. That's what justice requires. I understand the public has a right to know. I believe in transparency. But we can't taint anybody's possible testimony by releasing it before people, witnesses, are interviewed. And so we're really trying to strike a balance.
Deputy Palmier has been placed on paid leave pending the results of the investigation. A vigil against gun violence is being organized for October 2nd in front of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Burlington. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.